What's good? Welcome back to Agitator, the only storytelling podcast on two Mystic Juggalo Weebs.
You
Hello? 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 Hello.
this is gonna be
Yo.
good. This is gonna be a shit show.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo,
Yo.
yo. Yo. Can you
Yeah,
hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you now. Hey, listeners, it's gonna be a good show. Hey, buddy, you want to watch something else? I think whenever I start to play this game, I feel like it fucks up.
Oh, like it's connecting what you got. Oh, we're sponsored by Bluetooth.
That's the thing. I don't have Bluetooth in, but hold on.
Oh, weird.
Let me just, maybe if I turn the game down, maybe it's like trying to mute me because it hears too much video game. That might be it. It's on
Oh, Zoom
the,
just being
it's our sharp teeth. Yeah, the
being
monster
gay
has
with the
sharp teeth.
background noise.
It's our sharp
Shit.
teeth.
We're
Oh, it's got
going
sharp teeth.
lo-fi this episode.
Everybody's turning the episode off. They're like, nah.
Shout out the day ones, back to some old school on the phone type shit.
On the phone type shit. Yeah.
We ain't even
How
got
you
the
doing?
task cams. I'm talking into a mouthpiece.
I'm nothing. You sound good. I'm out here slaying sentient bullets. I'm playing Enter the Gungeon with the boy.
What
So,
is that game? You brought that up in the
oh, it's
chat
so
earlier.
tight. It's so tight. So you know, like bullet hell games, right? Like in the arcade, where you're like a little oh shit, where you're like a little like airplane or whatever, and there's like a ton of bullets coming at you. You
Yeah,
gotta,
yeah. Like the one game that you'd have on the flip phone or whatever.
It's like that. It's a bullet hell game, but it's procedurally generated dungeons. So, and it's also a roguelike, so if you die, everything's different when you get respawned, basically. So you're just like going through dungeons, like shooting at shit, picking up items. I don't know, man. It's cool. It's a fun game.
Sounds
Recommend.
cool. The art looks pretty cool. What was that one? I think this was in your in-between time when you didn't play games, but there was this joint called Alien Hominid, and it
Okay.
had that kind of well, that look, whatever you call it, that kind of cartoony Invader Zim sort of art style.
Right.
It was pretty tight.
There's that. There's also like the Binding of Isaac. There's another one that's kind of like this. Although this has like a gun mechanic to it that's really cool, and also a dodge mechanic. So you can kind of feel John Wick-ish when you go into a room full of enemies and you're like, you can flip tables over for cover and shit. It's cool, man. It's dope.
Nice. I need to play
I'm
some more
currently
games.
not doing bad at this one, actually. This will be a good one for you and Rowan when y'all go to your new locale. And
Yeah,
it's just the
yeah.
boys. That's what me and Gus are doing right now. He's watching. Although he's kind of getting to that age where like he doesn't like it when I lose. So if I lose, he's kind of like that. Quit that shit. Like,
Like, what are you doing? You're disappointing me. I'm supposed to look up to you.
yeah,
You're
it's
supposed to be a hero in my eyes.
I and you're just getting
Invincible.
fucking owned by this game.
Yeah. Yeah, Rowan and I are gonna have some bonding time over the summer.
Yeah, tell the people what's up with that.
I don't know how much I want to tell, because I
Yeah.
feel it'll eventually make its way. It's gonna be the next. It's gonna be a minute. It's gonna be at least a year and a half, something like that. It's gonna be a while. I ain't gonna be a Texas boy for a minute.
Wait, it's not going to be a year before you get the job, or before,
No,
or that you're going to be gone.
that I'm gonna be gone for a while, so I know it's gonna come up. I'm just paranoid. because a lot of shit has been going wrong in my life.
Well,
I don't know who's putting all these hexes and shit on me. So I'm
right.
like, I'm doing something.
But you don't want the
Yeah,
haters to know.
we'll find out when the everybody can know when the ink's dry. But
Right.
yeah, no, it's gonna be a big move, an enormous move, huge life-changing move. So
Have you ever lived outside of Texas?
barely, not really. I was in Arkansas a little bit,
That's like
just for a
a
minute.
worse version of Texas.
It's really, yeah. I was like, okay, well, this just looks like a city that I'd rather keep driving through than Texas.
Yeah, that's all of Arkansas. It's like, oh, it's kind of like Kansas. Kansas, the worst fucking
Man,
city.
Kansas is ass booty. Shout out Kansas. Y'all get your shit together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing to
Oh.
look at.
I'm gonna finish up this game and then I'll be much more entertaining. But I'm fucking wrecking shop.
I'm digging this goon arc, even though I'm kind of living vicariously through the group chat because I ain't been able to goon, but fucking Simmons every night in the basement up until 3 a.m. playing Fallout.
Wait, you want it to be all done, buddy? I can turn it off. I'm only doing this because I thought you wanted me to. So
You be done, Daddy? Why are you still
I
playing the
can't
game, Daddy?
be done. Oh fuck, man. Dude, this bird is whipping my ass, bro. It's the Gatling gull. So it's a extremely muscular dude with a bird mask that has a Gatling gun.
Oh, nice. That's how True Detective season two should have been.
That's right. He just comes out and like just fills Colin Farrell's yep, I'm dead. All right, cool. So we can do something else. But he like fills Colin Farrell's corpse full of lead. Just like that's correct. That's the way to do it.
Yep.
You wanna watch Bluey, buddy?
I've been going back
Watch Bluey?
through Prestige TV because
Yeah.
I just miss good shit. I'm watching The Sopranos. Well, I never watched The
Hey,
Sopranos
hey.
before.
Hey,
So I'm watching it for the
what's up?
first time. That
What
shit
did
is
you
good
want
as
me to
shit.
do, kid? What do you want me to do, buddy?
What do you want me to do?
What would
What do
you
you
like
want
for
from me?
what do you want Daddy to do? What show do you want to watch? You tired? You want to go night night? No? You sure? You can go night night if you want.
Hey
Okay,
fool, what you doing?
so no night night. I'm trying to
You
get
playing
this
groceries?
episode started.
Yep. Like we did. I
You watch
think
X-Men?
no.
You watch Pirates of the Caribbean? What do you want to
When
watch?
they get into groceries all What game is that?
Yeah, we get groceries all the
Pizza.
time.
And we get a lot of food.
We get a lot of food. I don't know about that. I'm always looking for food.
Watch Star Wars?
No.
Yeah? Revenge of the Sith? Let's go.
Oh
All right,
yeah, that goes
this
through
movie's
Cancel.
like 3 hours. This will be good.
Oh
Oh yeah, Braveheart. So
no.
hey buddy, if you need to go to bed, I can put you to bed. I
oh no,
can't
when'd you
play
find this?
I can't play Enter the Gungeon and podcast at the same time, buddy.
Is the best episode ever. They were in the basket. Hey, what do you, yeah. What do you want to put on for bedtime? Gus is watching Braveheart. What are you gonna?
This is when Agitator becomes art again.
Yeah, I miss this.
We had too many episodes of us just talking normally and having guests on with questions and having
Yeah,
the
there'll
guests
be.
being like, well, you know, my process is this is back to that grime, dude. Back to the grime. You know what I've
Back
been
to
watching?
what you've been watching.
I've been watching freestyle battles. So before we got on, I was on YouTube and I was watching Hitman Hala and Ill Will do a
Hell yeah.
freestyle battle. Dude, I'm getting back into it, bro. There's a whole YouTube treasure trove of people who are just like, it's a sweaty, tight room with like 200 motherfuckers in that bitch, right? And they're just talking about how they're going to kill each other. It
Yeah,
gets
just
me amped.
going in on each other. Yeah. No, that's
Like,
just
I'm
the
waiting
best.
for it. I'm waiting for it. When's he going to tell him that the Glock is going to put one in his stomach and one in his head? Oh, he did it. There we go. Now
There we
we're
go.
doing
There we go. He
it.
pointed to his stomach and his head. He got all up in his grill.
Love that shit. Somebody get this man a towel. He's sweaty as fuck. Buddy, I don't care if you like it or not. It's a cool movie.
Did you see Glenn post the transcript, the generated transcript of their show?
Yeah, dude. We should get the AI transcript of this show.
We're back. We're so fucking back.
We're
Yeah,
so
we're
fucking back.
back, dude. Dude, we're
You're
back.
back. You're back.
You're
You're back.
back.
Oh,
You're actually back.
it's good. It's
This shit's
so
so good.
funny. We just have the worst podcast of all time, but people love them for some reason. I don't know. Because we're
I'm
charming.
being very anti rare candy right now with my life too. I've got the microwave going, the Bluetooth. I set the Bluetooth down because I just have the cancer machine pressed right up against my face
Yeah,
while I'm
yeah.
talking.
You're gonna
I'm
get a
looking
call
into
from
the
Sai. Sai's gonna
microwave.
call you. He's gonna be like, I felt a disturbance in the forest. I don't know, dude. Is everything okay? It's like, oh yeah. Sorry, bro. I was drinking tap water and looking at my cell phone. So that must have set it off.
I would never drink this tap water.
No, dude. I
What?
like living.
Yeah, they've been all over the place changing main lines and shit with the Ditch Witch just out in the street fucking up the sidewalk.
That's not good. That's
Yeah.
not good. That's not what you want.
You gave your robot a hammer to keep it safe. Oh yeah, you need it. Yeah, you need a hammer too, because people have been running around breaking into cars at night. Okay.
So I think the Florida move is going to be good. We're entering our agitator boys actually making money arc, which is exciting, I should say. Yeah, I'm tired of being broke. And
Yeah, I've
turns out podcasting is fun, but there's not a whole bunch of money in it.
well, we need some more capital, and the things that I want to do, like the things we want to do with Agitator, are beyond just getting people to pay us money to podcast. So that involves like building a niche base that wants you to sort of
Just
have.
constantly spew the same opinions over and
Yeah,
over again.
you gotta like kind of create a church basically. And I like to grow,
Yo, that's smart as fuck, actually. Like, podcasting is the 2020s version of the church because you don't want to deviate too much from your message.
Yeah,
Because you
right.
don't want the congregation to leave.
Yeah, it's
So,
like a Pentecostal church where they will leave your ass and.
And so you get kind of roped into whatever made you pop off, right? You have to keep saying that thing over and over again. But me personally, dude, I don't know what I think about anything. So like week to week, I'm like, yeah, man. They should fucking do XYZ. And then next week, I'm like, actually, I don't know. Back to not knowing again. So I would probably be a very bad podcaster slash Pentecostal preacher. But those who can do it, I mean, who are really good at it, like Rare Candy or TPN or whatever. I still listen. I still go to church. Pay my tithe. You good there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
All right. You couldn't hear me at all before.
No. No. Right. We could try to record this again tomorrow.
No, this is perfect. This is going to be the episode. I feel good about it.
You just put a warning on it. It's like, this is for the committed agitator fans.
Yeah.
Do we have a subject that we're going to talk about tonight?
I've been watching The Sopranos.
Hell yeah, dude. Love The Sopranos.
The Sopranos goes hard, bro.
Oh, man. I watched the first two episodes of Fallout. I thought that was ass booty. I was so confused.
Oh, no, I'm hyped for this. I love when we disagree. And it did have me. I wasn't taken back anything, but I was like, huh, now you have me contemplating why I liked it. And Simmons was like, no, don't do this, bro. Don't betray the faction.
He's like, don't switch up. But Simmons, okay, so for the listeners, David Simmons, author of Ghosts of West Baltimore and Ghosts of East Baltimore, he is currently experiencing a kind of like a drug addict relapse. But the drug of choice is Fallout 4, right? So he's getting into trouble with his wife, like all kinds of shit. Like, she's like, are you going to go to bed? And he's just staying up all night, gooning. We call it gooning in the chat, Fallout 4. So the Fallout show, he's like, yeah, man, this shit fucking rocks. And then Eddie also thought it rocked. You thought it rocked. And then
very
I turned
different
it on.
Reasons, too. Eddie was like, yeah, it's silly. It's supposed to be. And I was like, I don't really like the silly shit. I didn't think it was funny, but I
liked
it.
It's not funny. Like, okay, so far this show is ass, and I'm going to watch the whole thing just because I'm in the minority here. Because all the boys love Fallout. But I watched those first two episodes. Okay, here's what I liked. I loved the opening scene with Walton Goggins, who rules. He's good in everything. So
yeah, well, he's good in that Tomb Raider movie that was dog shit that everybody forgot about.
He's good in everything.
Yeah,
but when the bomb hits, and then he's riding his horse, and you see 1, 2, 3, 4 bombs go off, I thought that was really effective. I was like, God damn, nuclear war would suck ass. And then the show starts, and you know, the actors are great, except for the black guy and the they them. Like this weird decision to put like a hot Mexican chick with like a mustache in a role. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, okay, that's weird. But like, there's no plot to this at all. At the end of the second episode, you're kind of like, wait, so who, like, what? We know that Lucy wants to get her dad, right?
Yeah.
We know that part. But everything else, I was just kind of like, what is the black dude with like the suit of mech armor? It's like, what is his arc exactly?
Just
what is
sucking
his goal?
Really bad.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's the worst. Even liking the show, like, I ain't taking this from the jump. I was like, yeah, Fallout's actually good. This dude sucks.
So I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know what the ghoul is trying to do, even though the character is cool. I know what Lucy's trying to do, but you know, she goes to like a house in the wasteland, and a guy comes out and he's like, "We ain't got no water, kind of nothing here." And she goes, "Okay." He's like, "We could get married, have kids, because kids are good workers." And she goes, "No, I'm good." And then she walks away, and I'm like, "What the f why do we see that? What is that?" You know what
Yeah.
I mean? Like, what is happening in this show right now?
I think it's a
So.
symptom of and anybody the few people listening, we're still gonna do a Fallout Boys episode. There was a whole bunch of people in the Discord that were like, "I wanna do that, I wanna talk Fallout, I wanna talk Fallout." So I was like, "Okay, all right." But the I think it's a symptom of everything sucking real bad. And maybe this is just one of those IPs. To me, like for me, maybe this was an IP where the aesthetic was enough to appeal to me. I
Yeah,
was like, hey.
the gore is good. The gore is very good.
Because I love the Fallout games. And I was like, they do. I heard the music, the 50s doo-wop shit is playing while they're walking around nuclear wasteland. I was like, oh shit. Yeah. The gore is really good. I guess some of the whole season feels like an intro, though, which did kind of like the acting is really good. The aesthetics are really good. So I didn't feel like I wasted my time at all. But I was kind of bummed that like the games have great plots. And I feel you on that. I was like, when's the story going to happen?
Yeah, I
Because
think
there's like
that's
a whole lot of good story in the games.
Well, that's the thing, dude. It's that it is a it's like an extremely slick, well-produced show. 'Cause I love the special effects, dude.
Yes, it has that like
The
perfect
suits look
PS3
great.
graphics.
Yeah, dude. I mean, everything looks great in the show. And the actors are incredible, right? Jackie from Yellow Jackets, killing it.
Yeah, she's gonna be a star. I think one of who's was it Eddie? Somebody was like, she's actually my Sydney Sweeney.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Walton Goggins is great. The black guy sucks. But like the
He
whole thing, I
sucks
mean,
because I
it's
think I mean you know that's how that character is, so it's not that the actor is ruining it really. It's like this is a really dumb character.
Well, his voice is bad too. Rios
Oh yeah.
actually, we paused it at one point, and she's like, "I know what the problem is here." And she said, "He has a voice for podcasting." And I was like, "Thanks. Yeah, that's cool." But yeah, no, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's Christopher Nolan's brother, so
That's funny too, because
it's well directed.
isn't Podcaster the new like Reddit replacement for the for Hard R?
Is
I think so.
these damn podcasters?
These damn podcasters.
I've never heard that, but I like it.
That'll work.
But yeah, man, I watching the show, I was just like, there is, if this show did not have the great acting and the great cinematography and the great directing and the great special effects, it wouldn't be a show. And you might listen to that and think, well, isn't that what makes a show? No. The writing is actually bad. And I don't say that very much, because I normally, like, my hackles go up whenever people say this had sloppy writing or lazy writing. It's normally from people who have no idea what writing actually is. But Fallout, 2 episodes in, this is some extremely bad writing.
No, yeah, this might be a. I never paid attention to the credits, besides realizing it was directed by what's his by Nolan, whoever, Jordan,
Jonathan Nolan.
Justin, Jonathan. He's got more warmth to him than his brother, so I'll give him
Yeah,
that. He's
sure.
already better than Chris, but it. Oh yeah, I didn't pay attention to the credits, so I don't know if this is one of those like mega writer's room type of
Whoa.
things.
He lost her? Oh, damn.
I firmly believe that not more than two people max should be writing anything.
I like that. I like that. Meanwhile, Shogun is one of the best shows I've ever seen. That was fantastic. That show was so good. Had Tadanobu Asano in a key role. And the whole thing is just like written so well. And they did such a good job of taking this massive 700-page book and like condensing it down for the screen. So like Shogun's fantastic.
I
So
need to catch up with that.
there are good writers out there, but like Fallout,
Well, there's
I
even moments in Fallout. That's what I was getting is like there's some really great moments where I'm like, oh, that was nice. But it's like, okay, but who wrote this scene? You know, which of the 12 were responsible for pulling off this little clever scene with the foot doctor.
The Ninja Turtles are doing what, buddy? Whoa. That's crazy, dude. That's
Sopranos,
crazy.
though, has great fucking writing.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good segue to the thing that you're currently watching. Yeah, that's good.
For the first
That's
time,
good.
too. My thing is, so I was so into gangster shit, and people were like, you need to watch The Sopranos. And I was like, that was like beginning prestige TV. I mean, that shit started in the late 90s.
That's what popped it
So,
off. Yeah, for sure.
yeah,
Yeah.
I think it was I'd say probably was the first of like, whoa,
Was. Yeah.
TV is like something bigger than just All in the Family or whatever. And, people were like, you gotta watch Sopranos. And I was like, eh, I watch a lot of gangster shit. Why would I want to sit and watch, 200 hours of the same
Like
mafia family?
fat Italians being
Yeah,
fat and
nobody
Italian.
ever, ever said, though, that it was a comedy. If they just said that, I'd have been like, oh shit, all right, I'll check this out. Because Sopranos is hilarious.
Is. It's really
I just
funny.
laugh my ass off watching it. I don't think it's a parody by any means. It gets pretty dark in times, but like satire area for sure. It's definitely in that satire arena. Like this is not gritty drama. I wouldn't call it gritty prestige drama, even though I know it's what kicked it off. I'm like, this is a fucking sitcom about a mafia family.
I would agree with that. I gotta rewatch it. It's been a long time since I
It's
watched
fucking
that
great.
show.
Yeah, so good. I just got into season three.
Actually, I bought that back in the day. I bought the first two seasons when I was like 18. I probably still have them somewhere. Like I bought that. I bought The Wire. I bought the box set of The Wire. All five seasons on DVD.
That's how you used to have to do it. Because if you
Yeah.
didn't have, certain channels or whatever, but everybody was into this show, you'd go down to the. I think I watched most of Lost by going down to the library and grabbing each individual D. They had each individual DVD of the season. And so I'd be like, I'm getting four of these. And then I'd watch it all like within a couple of days and have
Just
to go back
goon.
and be like, yeah. Just be like, who checked out the next one? God damn
That doesn't even make any sense because I had the one before it. How does that
it.
work? What's wrong with these people? Yeah, dude. TV definitely had a heyday, I think, with Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, The Wire, Deadwood. And then I don't really know what happened.
You know what I like most about it is the well, I don't know if probably the thing I like most, the thing I miss most about that time is people, it wasn't even having balls back then, it was just being a writer. Now it'd be kind of ballsy to write authentic characters. Like Tony is racist as shit. And that's like, if he wasn't, you wouldn't believe it. You expect the Italian don of a mafia family who's like a boomer generation to like Gen X boomer cusp generation. Like you expect him to not be racist? Of course he's racist.
So you can't do that anymore because
And like
people
they don't
get
even make
upset.
commentary on it. They just have it. That just is who he is. That's his character. Deadwood, same way.
The Wire. Everybody's racist in The Wire.
Yeah, because they all live in Baltimore.
Balmer. There should be a new Wire with David Simmons at the head. Not David Simon, but David Simmons.
That throw people too,
It's
you
kind of
know,
funny
the
when like when we sell his books too, people are like, wait, hold on, wait. That's not how you spell his name. It's David Simon.
like they caught us or something. You're trying to sell Tad Nugent t-shirts. Like, no, this is David Simmons.
John Simmons. It's like no. No, dude. Yeah, like a David Simmons. See, this is what I actually thought when I read Ghost of East Baltimore at first. I was like, dude, there could be a whole new mythological reimagining of Baltimore from David Simmons. And it's so appropriate that his name is so close to David Simon, but just a little bit different. A little bit he'll put a little bit of the old Jewish slant on it. Not that
Oh
there's
yeah,
anything
got to. There's a
wrong
lot of
with that.
there's I mean I went up there. I saw Jewtown. Yeah, definitely gotta bring some of that to the table. That would be great because it'd be the remedy to, well, yeah, Simmons really is the remedy to a lot of the shit we just can't stand about art at this in this era. Because this shit is funny when everything is fucking humorless. It has a plot when everything just kind of meanders. It's got real magic shit. Not just like, oh, we're gonna abstractly be weird over here, which is cool. I like Twin Peaks. I love Atlanta, you know, but I don't know. That gave a
But
lot of
like
people
they
liberty to be real lazy.
yeah, they don't get it, right? I mean, I really do think that the writing in shows is just not very good right now. And I think that where it is good is in some really surprising places. Like if you look at an episode of, say, Fallout, right? And you have no idea what the goal of any of the characters are, you would think like, damn, this shit cost $150 million to make and it looks good, but I'm not really in it. I don't really know what's going on. But then you watch like Rick and Morty, which has become, I guess, Reddit or whatever, because the wrong people like that show. And every episode of Rick and Morty is super tight. And it's because Dan Harmon understands storytelling. Like how to tell a story in 20 minutes. And he does it over and over and over and over again. But like these people, they seem to think that you can, okay, we're telling an 8-hour story with Fallout, right? So we can delay some key moments until, I don't know, episode 4 or whatever. But you can't.
Right. It's
You
like they're
can't do that.
writing one episode over the course of eight episodes.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's not how it works. You have to make this episode work because it's still a TV show. You know, The Sopranos does this really well, actually. Like every
Yeah.
episode has a thing. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah, the one
that's
I
why it's
just
set up like
watched
a
has,
sitcom.
yeah, the one I just watched has a like a side made man having a thing with this stripper. With and I mean, meanwhile, you know, you got subplots like Tony is looking for a replacement PVC for the water heater or something, and like, you know, and then of course there's shit that they're teasing out with more of the mafia type shit. And the FBI is still listening in on them, and Meadow is having boyfriend problems. But, like, there's a central episode specific plot that it all revolves around.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, though. It's like we got to take this episode by episode. And this is another thing that I think Shogun does really well is that Shogun aired week to week. It didn't dump a whole season at once, like Fallout did. And I think that understanding that limitation, that people are going to get this week by week, it makes you write in a different way. If we have to open and close a story, what do you want to do, dude? What do you want to do? On.
Something else doing that right now is the Sympathizer, that Park Chan-wook joint.
Which one? The Fallout shit or the
No,
Shogun shit?
the Sympathizer.
No, but I mean like which way? Like
Oh,
is it
the Shogun way. Yeah, it's dropping week by week. So
Right.
like I haven't watched the second one yet, but I watched the first one and that's all I got. And I was like, damn. And it felt like a, I was like, all right, well shit, this'll be good. And
Right.
it, you know, and it actually like closed. Obviously it's the first episode, so you're like, oh shit, what's gonna happen next? But it kind of like it set up a specific thing going on to introduce you to it, like in this episode. And then it closed. And then it wants you to keep watching because you know there's more to it. But like, I don't know. Yeah, a lot of shit with the season dumping, just it gives them liberty to kind of lazily make a movie.
Right, like a really long movie. We'll get to it eventually. Don't worry. Eventually, you'll know what this. No, I need to know why this person matters right now. I just stepped on a
Bro.
fucking Lego, dude. Oh my God.
Ooh, that's the worst.
Ah, we're in
Yeah.
the Lego stage of shit. But no, I mean, like, you have to know why it matters right then. I think that this is really important because I'm plotting out this novel now, the one that I finished a draft of that we've talked on about on the show before. And yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to work the plot out. And I'm like, but wait, but what makes it so that if somebody just reads this book, it's kind of done, you know? Like you have to figure that out because there's two different types of cliffhangers. And one of them is the cliffhanger that's just sort of the story ending at a certain point and then pick it up next week, which I feel like Fallout is doing, right? It's like, hey, tune in next week to see how this same plot arc works. Which you can't really, that's not how you want to do it. You want to do it like where the story that you're telling that week opens and closes and then opens a new possibility to something new. Like
Yeah.
that's how you want a book to be too. Like you want the book to be self-contained, but open up possibilities to something new. And
Yeah, and if you don't really like if you struggle with what that means, look at like any slasher. It's just like that. You don't feel like, okay, well, when does the killing start happening? Or well, it's happening. It's been happening. Well, okay, when where is and then you that's okay, boom, that's the final girl, but pan to the water. Oh shit, I don't think he's quite dead.
Exactly.
And
That's it. That's how the cliffhanger works. It's like you bring it all to a close. And when you're doing a TV show, every episode has to have that opening and that ending. So episode two, for example, right? Like they have that crazy shootout in the town. See, I was gonna try to like rework this shit, but everything is so predetermined on what happened in the first episode that you can't divorce those things, right? Lucy is where she is because of the first episode. The Squire is where he is because of the first episode. The ghoul just kind of appears out of nowhere, right? Like you don't
So,
even really know where the ghoul is supposed to go at the end of the first
right?
episode.
This is 219 years later. It's like, okay, you're a ghoul. That's why you're still around. What's your motive? Like, you were a family
Right.
dude who loved your family. I would just cut my own head off. Like,
Yeah. Right.
unless like my kid is still out there, which probably, because I think that was the plot of like Fallout 3 or something. But
Fallout 4.
is it? Oh yeah, right. Because okay, raiders
They
come
steal the
in,
baby.
fuck shit up. They steal the
When you're in like
baby.
cryo sleep, they kill your wife and steal your baby. Yep.
Yeah. And then that one, I don't know, it's like 60 years later or something, and
No, in
you
Fallout,
bust.
it's like it's 200 years later.
Yeah, and in the show, it's like, okay, that's a bit extreme. How are y'all gonna do this? But then the space. Fallout is huge, and they all run into each other constantly. I'm like, okay, come on now.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I just really think that you could look at Fallout as an example of what not to do in shows.
And an example of what you could do with everything else but the writing.
All you
Because I
got to
mean,
do is go back and just like tighten up what everybody's goals are. Like I'm two episodes in, but what is the Squire guy, Maximus? What is his motivation for doing anything? I still don't know. I
yeah,
still don't know.
nothing. It's like they know they're gonna start him off as like a little bitch, and then they're gonna
They
try
have the
and get
arc part down, right?
some kind of redemption, right? But he
This
has
is
no
where I'm at.
motive. It's like,
Right.
why is he doing this?
And this is kind of where I'm at, right? With Ronin Trash. Like, I have the arc, like the big beats that my main character has to hit. Like, I have that. And now I'm in the nitty-gritty of like, okay, so how does he get there? And it feels like with Fallout, they didn't take that time to make that make sense, right? It's like, oh, he's gonna start off like a bitch, getting his ass beat, and then through circumstance, he's gonna find this suit. Oh, he doesn't know how to pilot it. That's funny. That's good. I would keep all that for sure. But I have no idea what he wants as a
Yeah,
character.
he has to have agency. Yeah, that's something that he doesn't have. And I'm really tired of the dumb bumbling shit. Like, you're not talking me out of it. I didn't not enjoy my time with the show, and there was enough pretty shit to look at, and like it had the 50s shit mixed with the nuclear shit that just hooks me about this and the game. Walton Goggins is fucking amazing. Jackie's really good, which I have no idea what that actress name is. We just call her Jackie. But it had enough there where I was like, eh, not a waste of time. But yeah, another thing I can't stand about most TV now is all the idiots. Like, it's not cute. It's not cute that everyone's fucking retarded. Like, he's all like, oh, popcorn, you gotta try this. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like,
Or he can be dumb. I mean, I think that's one of the things that like Eddie likes about it is because Eddie always has like the Beavis and Butthead characters. That's his whole thing.
Eddie does Beavis and Butthead characters really well, though. They all feel
Right,
like they're part of a
because,
world. They
well,
don't
here's the
feel like they
thing.
have no idea. Like these characters feel, some of these characters feel like they have no idea about the world they live in. I'm like,
Well,
y'all been,
here's the
it's
thing,
been
dude. It's like,
Fallout for 200 years. Y'all don't know where you are.
well, that's, I mean, like, yeah. When he writes, like, Hell or Broken Katana, right? Lady Agoba is that character. You see what I mean? Like, she's
Yeah.
the one who knows everything. And he might not explain everything to you, but you have this character who kind of knows what's up. So you can have the Beavis and Butthead character because Lady Agoba is going to sort of shepherd them through this world and be like, you know, call them stupid, not explain anything, totally fine. But also kind of like has a goal. See, I think Eddie
That
does a lot of this shit by accident,
it's as
right?
simple as
Because
that. They have agency and goals. Because, like, I don't know if you've read Horace and Motherfucker yet, but okay, so what Eddie does in that, it's led by, I think it's still third person. Yeah, it's still third person, but you're following the Beavis and Butthead characters. That's who you're following, but they're extremely violent and they're also dumb as shit, and they're girls. So like there's that juxtaposition too, where like they you would think that they'd be a little bit more in danger, but they're like insane, and they are legit retarded, but they have solid goals and agency, and they're like killing people left and right. So like they don't feel just like bumbling idiots. Even though I mean they are, but
I think that's it. I think it's you have to have some kind of sense that somebody is working toward something. Let's take Beavis and Butthead as a show, as an actual example, right? What do Beavis and Butthead want to do more than anything?
they want to get laid.
They want to score. Exactly. So no matter how retarded they are and the dumb shit that they do, we understand Beavis and Butthead's motivation. This might
Yeah,
seem like a
they.
stretch. It's like, no, it's just a dumb show with dumb guys doing dumb shit. But no, like we keep like the humor in Beavis and Butthead comes from these guys who have a goal, who are trying to accomplish it, and just can't because they're ugly and stupid. That's the whole joke of the show. But they
Yeah, it's
don't
like
have
where
no
they're where
goal.
they go
Like
down
if
for the
they if
beach cleaning thing is like, oh, they just w happened to be there. No, they didn't. They were there because they were told there'd be filthy chicks, and they thought, you know, they thought it was a
That's
different kind of filthy chicks.
right, exactly. So like you couldn't have Beavis and Butthead as a show in like a kind of woke reimagining where they're not horny. Because then what do they want? They don't, if they're just dumb guys who are aimlessly wandering through life, then who cares? The Big
Even
Lebowski
a
is a big thing here where people be like, well, this is a show where a guy or a movie where a guy doesn't care about anything. He's just kind of like wandering through. And I always use the Big Lebowski as the exception that proves the rule. Because even in the Big Lebowski, they piss on his rug, right? Like that's the thing that happens where he's like, not cool. And he has to unravel this huge conspiracy that's bigger than him. So you can still have the joke of the Big Lebowski, but you have to have somebody piss on his rug
Yeah,
to
it's
set
like
that shit off.
why do you think the MacGuffin became a plot device? It's like what's in the briefcase? We don't give a shit, but we know we have to have the briefcase. We don't
And I don't
care
think.
what's in it. I get that's not why you wanted to tell this story. It has nothing to do about the motive, but you know that even though you just want to sit in diners and chop it up, you know that even though you just want to blow a dude's head off in the back seat, you know that even though you just want an excuse to drop in bombs, you have to have a motive.
Have to.
And so the
You have
briefcase
to.
is there.
Right. Exactly. Like Beavis and Butthead have to want to get laid. The dude has to want to like take some or hold somebody responsible for pissing on his rug. Like there's a reason that scene is in there, right? Because without that, like take that scene out. I would challenge people. Take the rug pissing out of the Big Lebowski, and suddenly it doesn't work anymore. Because no matter how aimless and crying of Lot 49 you want to get, at the end of the day, the ones that really work have that clear motive. Like that was the rug that really tied the room together. He kept saying that in the movie, you know? And you're like, yeah,
Just it
man,
really tied the
that
room
is
together.
fuck that is fucked up. Like if somebody went into your house and pissed on your rug, you'd be like, what the fuck? That was my favorite fucking rug. And that's what I think that Fallout, like if I had an overarching criticism of Fallout, again, two episodes in, but also they shouldn't have let it go this long. Being this aimless, you don't know what anybody's goal is in this show.
Yeah. Well, and the
I
thing
mean,
on like a behind the
they
scenes
did.
money thing too, like you gotta start writing like this is the last thing you'll be allowed to write. They write so much as a pitch. They're like, look, proof of concept. It's like, stop giving an audience your proof of concept. You can make a proof of concept for the executives and show them behind the scenes or something, but like, stop dumping it on the audience. Give us the actual shit. Don't give us
So,
Dune Part
hey, don't you bring Dune into this, the beautiful masterpiece. No, I don't know. I haven't seen part two. But like, if you were to want to fix Fallout, I think it's actually really easy. And that is, you just have to give Maximus and the ghoul tangible goals, right?
Yeah, at
Also,
least tell us he's looking for his daughter. It's kind of implied a little bit, but
I thought that scene where he like they dug him out of the grave, I thought that was really clunky. And it should have been the most badass shit ever, right? You pull this guy up out of the grave, and then he kills the guys who raised him, and then I don't know, dude. Like that.
yeah, why were they trying to that? Yeah, that no, that's a good point because that should have been a. I completely forgot about that scene where he's first introduced as the ghoul. It's like, what? Wait, why were they even doing that?
Why did they do that? And then, like, but when he's out, what does he want? And so Maximus, like, here's the thing. If Maximus wants to be a big shot, don't be coy about it. Have him actually, like, show him putting the razor blades in the baby's boot. You see what I'm saying? Like, have us understand that he is somebody who is constantly taking shit. You set that up by him being beaten in the first
Well,
scene,
here,
the scene.
yeah, and have him actually be the one who did because they clarify on that a little later. It is kind of like,
Who did it? You can tell me, it's fine.
she did. Like
Oh,
she,
that's what Rios thought. That's what Rios thought. She called that shit.
Yeah,
But like,
she didn't want to go. Like she was scared to go or whatever.
well, that's fine. I mean, that's all well and good. But like, that does not work for Maximus, our POV character, at all. You see what I
Yeah,
mean?
no,
Like,
it should have been made to where he actually did do it. Yeah.
he wants to be a knight, right? And he has a reason for wanting to be a knight. Right now, again, I have no idea what this character wants. Why is he interfering in the fucking shanty town? Like, like episode two, you know what I mean? Like where he
Yeah, right.
kind of butts in, like,
Because it's
why?
like you're a coward, you're not a hero. You haven't made it clear why you want to wear. I mean, they try and flashback to like when his people were, obliterated, like they had a nice town going or whatever, and then it was like a post-apocalypse and
But
he
I
was
don't
one of
know
the
what
only
that
survivors.
means.
But that doesn't even, yeah, it's
I don't
like,
know
so
what
do you
any of
want
that means.
revenge? Who do you want revenge on? Who do, like,
Yeah, I have no idea what that means. Because I watched those flashbacks and I was like, am I missing something? So these huge metal knights destroyed his town, helped him.
no, they didn't.
Like,
Well,
I
see,
don't.
yeah, this is another thing, is there's too much mystery to shit that we shouldn't be wondering about. Like, make it more clear. You won't have to show who. You can be like mysterious about, well, who dropped the bomb, but show us, like, yeah, because they did make that confusing. I was like, so wait, he joined the Brotherhood of Steel because they killed his family? But no, they just showed up there after somebody else destroyed, like set fire to the city. It's like, well, okay, we don't find that out until the last episode. And then all of a sudden he has a motive in the last 10 seconds of the show.
It's writing with like this kind of smug confidence that you're going to have a season two.
That, yeah, it's like we're gonna get to that in season two. It's like,
We're
no,
gonna
do it
get to it.
now. Do it now.
We,
It's
this is
like
a
doing the
$150 million show. You're
what
going
would
to
have been,
follow us.
yeah, what would have been even better was it like if they were just gonna meander, because it's based on a video game. Okay, well, meander in the fun parts of the video game, just go raiding and shit, just go looting and killing, like. Be Harmony Korine about it. Harmony Korine's Fallout. All right, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm in because I at least I know the motives. It's to rip and tear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like I was really surprised. I keep bringing up Fallout because like this seemed like a slam dunk to me. I started up the show and I was like fired up. Playing a little bit of Fallout 4 to get ready. I was like, all right, cool. Let's fucking go. And about
Oh.
halfway through episode one, me and Rios looked at each other was like, does this suck? Is this not good? And then episode two, but you keep getting pulled back because then all of a sudden there's amazing gore. Or the woman who plays Ma June is just like incredible. You're like, damn, these are fantastic moments that are just like I'm about to start like episode three and I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is going on right now. I don't know who wants what. I know Lucy wants her dad. That's cool. That's the one aspect of the plot that I do understand. The rest of them, what are they doing? Who are they? Why are they here? Who knows? Who knows? It's a big blank space.
Yeah. Man, all apologies to Simmons, but I might be you might have convinced me to betray the faction where I'm like, do I hate this show actually?
I mean, dude, it's I mean, you can have fun with a show. Apparently, I mean, it's huge and people are loving it and but I really do wonder if it's not a like what if Fallout had a $30 million budget? You feel me? Like, what if it was would the show still be good? Or
I
would
am.
people be like, what is this? Because I really do think they're getting people with like flash, you know? Like, look at all the mo like because the actual showdown between the ghoul and Maximus and Lucy in the shanty town, it's incredible. It's so good. It's so good. Like when the gore starts popping off and people's limbs are getting shot off and shit, I'm like, damn, this is good.
Yeah, but do like does CGI just cost that much? Like effect studios just charge out the ass or something?
They do.
Because
No, well, it's yeah, it's a
how is it
business thing.
$150 million? Like,
Yeah, it's a business thing, dude. I mean, it's how
okay,
any
then
other
get
business
buckets of
works.
blood then. Fuck the CGI.
Yeah, it's for real. It's like it's outsourcing your like they will contact an outsourced company to do like CGI. And I really kind of feel like these CGI companies are just like they can charge whatever. It's like,
Because you
look,
want
we
this
made,
done. And it's like you, yeah, we know your budget, so it costs this much, which is extremely arbitrary as far as overhead of, it's like, what, did the material of clicking a keyboard change? Like, did the price of moving your fingers go up? Like, the fuck?
the price of moving my fingers has gone up. That's great. Well, I'll watch the rest and then I'll debate people about why the
There
show
are
is
some
trash.
moments. I still don't regret watching it, and it's not, I don't know. I didn't hate it. It's just, yeah, the writing is bad. You do need good writing.
I felt kind of bad when I was like tearing it apart last night, and Simmons was like, I don't know, bro. I just like things and
He is right about like to like for some of us to like, oh, I'm it's driving me crazy. Why did I like it? What's wrong with me? He said something like, you know, yeah, you like a nice Wagyu, you know, steak, but you also hit the drive-through 10 times in a row.
Yeah, I think the show is like all flash, and you know, if you want that's cool, totally fine, but it's actually a garbage program, so
Yeah. I can be hooked. That's is as simple as that with me. I can be hooked by Flash because I've said it before. I don't really care about plot. It's like a cherry on top. It's like a bonus. So I appreciate it when it's something's well written, like Sopranos or Deadwood. Or, I'm like, damn, this shit comes hard. But if you're flashy enough, you can make me go, oh shit, that was tight when he shot his head off. That was cool.
Thanks, everybody. Peace.
Bye. I'm on my phone. How do I stop this?